This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Go, ladies and gentlemen. What happened 1 year ago? Do you remember? Where were you a year ago? Think long and hard now. It'll come to you pretty quick. It will. It would help if I told you that it was the 8th of November. That helped at all. Hi, folks. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Not only the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, thank you for that, by the way, but also the program that has the most interaction with its listener. We take more calls, more texts, more emails, more interaction, more input from you 2 hours every day than any other program, and you could about double it, like by double. It's phenomenal. It really is phenomenal, and we love it. It's the best part of the program. And encourage you to join the conversation today and any day on What's on Your Mind. Because the show is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You know what happened a year ago today, Todd? I think Todd's going to spoil the surprise. He knows. I'm pretty sure he knows.
Wow, now that you put it like that, I'm not going to spoil the surprise.
Go ahead. Go ahead, tell me.
No. I don't want to ruin it for you there, Scott. Although every texter seems to know, too, so.
Political tsunami is Trump, what happened
Trump,
to.
Trump, every text I've got right now.
Every text you've got is Trump, Trump, Trump?
Yeah.
And if you've not yet texted Todd, you could do it by putting this in your context, Todd, the radio god.
Spell that with a small g, by the way. Don't get us all in trouble.
You text him at 226-8503. 226-8503. You can text me at 367-2054. Yes, Donald Trump 1 year ago was elected. Who else was elected? What else happened a year ago? A little closer to home.
Governor Doug Burgum.
There you go. Exactly right. So, and both are transformational characters, really. I just interviewed Rich Wardner for our local What's on Your Mind program and also for Todd's News and asked him a little bit about this higher education task force that was announced yesterday by the governor. We also interviewed the governor shortly after that happened yesterday live on Energy Matters on KFIRE, and that's replayed on the weekend. But we have some clips from that you'll be hearing in the news today as well. On what he's trying to get from this, and I asked Rich Wardner about it, the majority leader, to say, you know, what do you think of this? And he had some pretty amazing things to say about the governor. Listen to me. What is that? What is that?
Just a song before I go.
That's like Crosby, Stills, and Nash or something.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's just a song before I go. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Ding, yeah. Ding, I would name that tune.
Yeah.
Why was...
I don't know.
Somebody try to give a message or something there?
You usually play the music around here. But anyway, here's what Rich Wardner had to say about the governor. Listen to this.
One of the things that we want to make sure is that we have got a system...
Okay, that's the governor. None of this is working as planned. I'll come back to the governor in a minute. This is part of the transformational change that's coming in the last year. This is Rich Wardner. I'm the governor related to this decision on the higher ed task force, but more in general, the job the governor is doing. Listen.
All I can tell you, Scott, Governor Burgum is trying to move the world right away. I mean, he's got more going on than any governor I've ever seen. And I'm going to say that he wants to get this thing going in December. And I believe before the next legislative session, he's going to have some recommendations because he doesn't stand still. If the people of the state don't know, this man works long hours. He is not an an 8-4 guy, I'll tell you that, or 8-5. He's got a lot of energy, and he's multi-thinking all the time. And, you know, that's good. I have no criticism. Maybe he needs to slow down once in a while and take a deep breath. But other than that, he's trying to make the state better, and who can argue with that?
That's just pretty amazing, especially when you come from the standpoint that, you know, Rich Wardner early on was not happy with some of the things in the campaign about sort of the, you know, the good old boys and, you know, some of the commentary or the criticism directed at, you know, the legislature or state government that happened in a campaign. Pretty amazing comments there. So I think it'd be appropriate for you to tell us, and you can text these or you can call them in, and we always prefer the calls because it's a little more personal. We like the chit-chat. We love the conversation. So 800-228-0550. How are they doing? How's Donald Trump doing? Give him a report card. Give him a letter grade or, you know, a little commentary if you'd like to. Are they anything they're doing you wish they would not be doing and they should change or, you know, stay at it, keep cranking? Both for Donald Trump and Governor Doug Burgum. Let us know today on the program. We'll kind of keep that tally going throughout the show. We have Steve Moore on the show today. Steve Moore was supposed to be here Monday, ended up rescheduling that. He has been in the middle of a little bit of a firestorm related to the proposals for tax reform. He and Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow were very instrumental in advising the White House on a plan. You have some other folks in the White House, people like Gary Cohn, who's a Democrat, trying to influence it in a different way. One group tries to influence the Senate. One group tries to influence the House. And that Senate group met yesterday with Senator Heidi Heitkamp and others to talk about the plan. And, you know, they're trying to take the plan in a different direction, less growth, which is a little bit troublesome. On the other hand, you know, there are people within the White House that would say, we got to find the right mix so we can get the votes so this ultimately passes. So we'll shake all that out with Steve Moore in the program. And then Congressman Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall is here today as well. So all of that coming up on What's on Your Mind. And looking forward to finding out just exactly what you have to say about all this today on the program. 800-228-0550. Let's go to the Western Edge in Dickinson, home of our affiliate 1460 KLTC. And Chris, go ahead, Chris.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. As far as Trump's grade, I'd give him an A-. The only reason he's getting a minus is because I think he should take the lead on the health care a little better than what he did for the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. But I also have a thought I'd like to get your viewpoint on. I think he is, seeing how he's always three steps ahead of everybody, I think he is not only grooming the country, but also the world in preparation for Ivanka to be the next presidential candidate. I think he's shooting for that after his 8-year are over.
Ivanka's daughter. Okay. Yeah.
To be president. If you look at even the Mideast trips, he's brought her. She's speaking about women's issues. Japan, she's speaking about women's issues. He sends her home early to push his cash plan, but I think he's grooming her, the country, and the world for her to be the first female president of the United States.
That's interesting. I've never gotten that out of that. There clearly is a strong bond between President Trump. We saw that in North Dakota when they visited in September. He brought her up on stage. He said that she wanted to come along. He brought her along. I think she has the freedom to be able to come along with him a lot. I don't know that it's purposeful to put her on a stage, but it's interesting. I hadn't thought of that before, Chris. We'll see if anybody else agrees with you. A- for Donald Trump. How about for Doug Burgum? How about for Donald Trump? How are they doing? Give them the one-year report card. Mike in Cass County, you're next.
Yeah, well, I thought I would call in as long as the subject was education and how we can do it better, and the governor is trying to figure those things out for us. Ultimately, it's kind of all tied to his greater activity, which is, seems to center on how are we going to diversify the economy here and get off the commodities. And I had a couple of thoughts on that, if you'd like to hear them.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that he is, I mean, when you look at his comments yesterday announcing this task force for higher education, he is mentioning first and foremost a workforce for the 21st century, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so he's in his mind, the vision is repurpose higher education to meet the workforce needs of higher education. I mean, have higher education meet the workforce needs of the state, which is, bold and sometimes makes academia, bristle a little bit. But he also talks about the economy, and that may be where your diversification ideas are coming from. Lay it on me, Mike. What do you think? What else do you think he's trying to do?
Well, my son and I started a business, a software business from scratch, and thank the good Lord, we're doing pretty good. But you have time to reflect on this, and especially when your hair gets gray and your son's smarter than you are. So here's what I think I've seen, and I've been involved in a few other startups, is, look at we have this idea that Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy, starts with a dollar, and he becomes a millionaire, and he gets the blonde, too, And really, it's a fallacy.
Come on, it doesn't happen like that, Mike?
Well, now you know the governor got that done. So.
You've shattered my
ear. I got the blonde when she's a lovely lady. But.
That's true. Hang on, Mike. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Don't touch that dial.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is growing increasingly diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints and skills is critical to our success. This is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to run for a county or district representative position. If you have a desire to shape the industry's future and a commitment to serve, this may be the ideal opportunity for you. Consider joining our dynamic team of farmer leaders and leading our organization into the future. Please consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county who you believe would be an excellent leader for our industry. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef cows by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and reading systems from Port Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sonny Geiser-Novotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Botineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thompson and Sons, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. When you hear H.A. Thompson and Sons, you probably think of the Little Plumber. They have been around serving Bismarck, Mandan for over 100 years. They blew past their 100-year anniversary, their centennial, few years ago, back in 1908, and they have just grown and grown and grown. Now doing mechanical contractor services, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, too. Check them out at hatandsons.com. The link service allows H.A. Thompson Sons to provide you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. So if you're building or business owners, check out that website and find out why hundreds of buildings throughout the Northern Plains have their mechanical heating and cooling systems managed by the good folks at H.A. Thompson, H.A.T. and Sons, H.A. Thompson and Sons. Okay? All right, back to Mike in Cass County. Mike, before the break, was talking about having been part of a startup with his son and about, the way it's portrayed to always happen and the way it actually happens and transforming education. We're talking a little about Governor Burgum's task force announced yesterday to assess the governance structure for higher education system, looking for applicants for this particular event. Also asking for your grades on how Governor Burgum's doing, as well as President Trump, 1 year in. We're 1 year in. How are they doing? Let us know by text 367-2054-226-8503 or call us at 800-228-0550. All right, Mike, so back to your points on education. What else did you want to tell us?
Well, you know, to get a business started up, you really got to have three separate elements. You know, you got to have the entrepreneur, the guy willing to take the chance. And then you got to have capital. Then you got to have people to run the place. And the last two are very closely tied, capital and people to run the place. And that's where the education element comes in. Again, you know, this fallacy that you start with a buck and you become a millionaire. Well, it happens, but it's pretty rare. In today's market, the prognosticators say to start a software company that can be nationally competitive takes $20 million. So where are we going to find that capital? And North Dakotans are not legendary about taking high-risk, multimillion-dollar risks. And so we tend to go outside of the state. We risk losing the company for our state, but we appear often not to have another choice. Well, when you go outside, they're going to look back at you and say, well, great, got a good idea, got to kind of overcome the North Dakota negative. You're going to have the people to expand and grow the business. Because if you aren't, we're going to move it to where the people are. So now here comes the education part. The universities need to supply the people. And they need to tailor-make them to fit certain business segments. And for right now, they're kind of doing one size fits all. You following me?
Yeah, I am. So part of this transformation, this task force is obviously about the governance, but the governor said in his comments that, look, there's a lot of great ideas out there. We need to be more nimble and responsive to the good ideas, and the current governance doesn't allow for it. So I hear you saying, hey, you're giving me one size fits all, and I need a better product for the tax dollars that the citizens of North Dakota are investing to have people come out of there more equipped for today's workforce, today's economy, and the kind of jobs you're talking about. Is that what I heard?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're getting it. And it's, and look, I want to go on record that I'm a 200% pro North Dakota educational system, have been my entire life and been deeply involved. But I'm going to ask a simple question. Can you point to an industry that in our state, other than agriculture, and keep in mind the land-grant university was set up to do this, but point to another industry that's been established as a result of the work of our educational system, spawned out of our work of it. No, I'm talking about a sector now, not just somebody who started a business and did okay. And I think the answer to that is no.
Work to be done. Mike, all good points. Appreciate the insight and analysis, especially from someone that's been there, done that, and in a startup looking for the kind of people. And again,
one other thing I'd like to add, though.
You don't have
STEM
the people.
STEM is very important. I understand that. But in our business, the technology guys, there's about 15 of them. You know what? And this may fit with the small schools. What is often mostly needed is salespeople, account managers, and support people, which are not STEM people. In fact, the ratio of those to those to the technology people is probably 10 to 1.
Yeah,
so
favorite,
Valley City teach people how to sell things and how to handle their customers.
I like the way you're thinking. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Call again. I always say sales solves all problems. So if I'm Valley City in that scenario that Mike laid out, and I'm cranking out the best sales force of any educational institution in North Dakota, I'm the most important cog in that wheel. Because you can make the greatest thing in the world. If you can't sell it, it's not going anywhere. Caller that came in off the air, about 83, Wilton to Bismarck. Lay it on me.
Hey, I'm driving south on Highway 83 between Wilton and Bismarck, and I'm passed by three cars and had four rocks hit my windshield so far. I'm wondering, has anybody else noticed that a lot of cars are throwing up rocks? I know the last few days on my way to work, I've been getting hit with a lot of rocks when I get passed. And I think out of three cars that passed me on this little trip, I've had four rocks hit my windshield already. I'm wondering where they're coming from, or if somebody's hauling gravel on this road and doesn't have their remote secured, or what's going on.
All right. I don't know. We'll ask. 800-228-0550 if you're having a similar problem. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Texter says, I've thought that about Ivanka. Earlier caller said he thought Donald Trump was grooming her to be a presidential candidate 8 years down the road. Texter says, I've thought the same about Ivanka, but she is a Democrat, I think. I think Trump could cause more problems in his party with that. Another texter says, give Trump an A. All right. We got the grades pouring in for Trump. How about for the governor? Need some more of your votes there. How they doing? Give us a call at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Sturgis, South Dakota is where we go next. Gary, what's on your mind?
Good morning from Northern Black Hills and Sturgis in Western South Dakota. I give Mr. Trumpster, the NBC Apprentice host, a D minus.
A D minus, okay. Have you ever been a fan of Donald Trump's?
Never have. Never voted for him. He's not my president. I voted for Mrs. Clinton, and I will stay that way. And I wish he was in the White House.
How did he move from F to D minus then for you? Is that an improvement?
Did I vote a F for Mr. Trumpster?
No, I'm saying, I don't know, you're D minus, and you sound like, you're leaning more like you think he's an F, never been there, don't like him, blah, blah, blah. So I thought maybe D minus was an improvement.
I'll just give him a benefit of the doubt and give him a D minus.
Oh, I was very kind of you.
Leave it at that. And who turned down the thermostat? I was enjoying the warm weather here in Western.
Yeah, bring it back.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteletricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That's right. When you pull up to the pump at the PetroServe USA, you get choice, because these are the folks that give you options. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's great for Main Street. It helps. And it gives you the choice. You decide. What do you want to go with? You can go all the way up to E85 if you want. E10. Unleaded. You decide. Register weekly for your chance at winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards they give away. That's, by my math, $50,000. And they have new winners every week. So that's great. Some great specials this month, including the Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $12. Load up on those. Or the Jack Link's Legend Beef Jerky, South Dakota made. Good stuff, $8.99 at PetroServe USA. Okay. Manny's trying to track down Steve Moore so we could talk tax reform. In the meantime, we're talking to you. Karen and Edgley, you're next on What's on Your Mind. You have a grade for us.
Yeah, I think President Trump, I'd give him a B. I think he's trying to move forward some good legislative items, but sometimes his way of dealing with folks just makes things harder to get done than they need to be. I think the voters really liked his in-your-face personality during the campaign season, but now he needs to maybe tone that down just a little bit. I don't think he should sit back and be attacked and not defend himself, but then when he's trying to get things passed through Congress, to be maybe a little more open-minded or less abrasive.
Let me ask you a question, Karen. If I'm Jeff Flake or John McCain or Bob Corker, one of these senators that he's had a dust-up with recently, okay, a little Twitter fight back and forth or whatever, okay? If I say, you know what, I didn't like how you talked to me, therefore I'm not going to vote with you, do you think they were ever going to vote with him anyway? I'm not so sure he loses anybody with this stuff. I think these people are just egomaniacs that want their ring kissed, and that's sort of how the swamp works, and he doesn't play that game. So, I don't know if he loses anybody with that tactic. I mean, I am a kill-em-with-kindness kind of person. So I think that's a better approach. Donald Trump clearly isn't. He is who he is. And I just wonder if you know, he was all nicey-nicey to John McCain all of a sudden, we wouldn't be a little suspicious that he was becoming a creature of the swamp. But do you think because of how Trump deals with these members of Congress, do you think they actually changed their vote because of that?
Probably not. But I do think, though, that their resistance to him is coming back on them negatively. I mean, there isn't a lot positive being said about Flake or McConnell or John McCain, for that matter. But it just kind of looked a little, I guess it would be nicer to see that there is a little party unity in the Republican Party, and I agree the senators need to kind of come halfway there as well.
You know, what I'm amazed about is if you have a conversation with people that don't like Trump, very often what you just described is the reason, right? Now, you're giving him a B, and you're saying, I just wish he'd be a little more tactful in how he deals with people. I think that's constructive criticism that's good. But I'm talking about critics. They would say the same thing. Oh, he's a jerk. He's mean. He's, I don't like the fact that he gets in these Twitter fights. And I'm thinking, do you have as much energy directed to the fact that we have $20 trillion in debt? We are under attack by ISIS in our own communities in a way like we've never seen before. We have a ridiculous open border that needs to be fixed. I mean, do you not direct at least 10% of your anger at those things rather than what I consider trivial things? It's just amazing.
Yeah. I think he's done an amazing job for being under attack every day. So don't get me wrong there. I mean, I think he's really doing an amazing job. And it was quite flabbergasted when the guy from South Dakota called in and said he wanted Clinton in the White House. Like, you must like your president wearing jail suit or something. I don't know. But, that
stripes.
Just blows my mind. But
how about Doug Burgum, Karen? What grade would you give our governor?
I'd like to give him an A. I think he's really trying to move an agenda forward to push North Dakota to being a little bit more in the 21st century. I think he has a totally different approach with his tech background to legislation of issues than the guys who've been in the the House there for a long time, who generally tend to be a lot of farmers and lawyers. So I think he has some fresh new good ideas and a way to move things along. So I'd give him an A, and I like the fact that he's not just focused on one thing. I mean, he's doing things to address, addiction problems as well as higher ed and oil and, agriculture. So, I mean, he's really addressing all the areas that need to be considered, I think. So he's doing a great job.
Thank you for that, Karen. Appreciate the call. Share your grades on the governor, on the president. 1 year ago today, they both were elected. So that's why we're talking about it. Karen, thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening.
You're welcome.
800-228-0550 is the telephone number. By the way, Governor Burgum yesterday announcing a task force on higher ed. I played earlier some comments of Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, who just clearly has great respect for the president, for the governor's energy and tenacity and vision on trying to tackle these issues, and was quite complimentary. Only thing he really said in criticism is maybe he needs to slow down once in a while. I asked the governor yesterday, after the press conference, what he hoped this task force would fix. I mean, what's the problem they're trying to fix? Here's what he said.
One of the things that we want to make sure is that we have got a system that is nimble and responsive. And I know that we've got, students with great ideas, faculty with great ideas. We've got, leaders with great ideas. But the current system right now has a lot of, built-in the built-in structure, the current model doesn't make us as nimble as we need to be during a time when change is really happening. And I think it's, the reason why we're starting this process now is that we're not in a total crisis mode, but we might be in 5 years or 10 years if we don't make a change, because, some of the funding models and the underlying economics of universities are under attack by these new alternatives. And so we're just trying to get ahead of a process here. And make sure that we have all the best ideas on the table. And if we can come up with something better than what we have right now, this would be the time to drive for that change.
All right. Who could disagree with that? To say, let's be more nimble. Let's be more responsive. Let's get more folks involved in this and change that. So that's what's happening here. I've heard some talk of a model similar to what Oregon has as being one of the ideas that's going to be put on the table here. And if you dig into Oregon at all, it's more of a Board of Regents. There are some similarities between the two higher ed systems in North Dakota and in Oregon, but basically rather than a Board of Higher Education, more of a Board of Regents sort of model. So that may be something that comes out of that, just one idea that's on the table. Back to the phones here, and Merle in Western North Dakota is waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Merle.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, I'm enjoy your program. I farm in eastern Montana and drive truck in western North Dakota to support my habit. But I have some concerns about the and actually I was a never-Trumper, just another comment. I was a never-Trumper, but I've come full circle. I think he's doing a great job on the whole. And I just wish that we had some support from the Republican establishment, which I'm very disillusioned by that. So
what brought you full circle? I mean, that's pretty amazing. You go from a never-Trumper to now supporting, you know, what the president's doing 1 year later. Was there an aha moment for you, Merle, that brought that on?
Well, not really. Just by the time we got to the election, during the primaries, I thought we had so many great candidates that I just couldn't believe we were going for Trump. And but the choice between Trump and Clinton was just so clear cut. There was actually no question about who I'd vote for, and just hope for the best. But I've been really pleasantly surprised by Trump. He's somebody that a lot of times I disagree with what he says, but what he's done, I pretty much support 100%. That's different for a politician, I'll tell you that.
Fascinating. It sure is. Well, Merle, thanks for sharing that, and appreciate the call very much. Let's go to Mike in Williston. Got a grade for the president?
Yeah, I'll give him a C+.
All right, a C plus. So you put him kind of in the middle there. Why? What is he not doing well?
Well, for one, he's taking too much advice from extreme progressives. I am a never Trumper. I put him in three categories: your Bernie Sanders, your Ted Cruz, and your middle of the road. I'm a Ted Cruz, very conservative, and I gotta say, he's a lot more conservative than what he's done in all his interviews his entire life. So when he changed during the election process, I didn't believe any of it. So what he's been doing now, I agree that he's been a lot more conservative than what I expected. However, with all the Democrats in his cabinet and these meetings with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, it's just blowing my mind. And then on top of that, making all these extravagant accusations about how great this tax plan is when it's really just kind of you know.
All right, we're going to ask our next guest whether it's or not. Steve Moore joins us, founder of the Club for Growth, now the Heritage Foundation, great economist and advisor to President Trump on the tax plan. Steve, how are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing well. How about you? Sorry to be a little late. I was over meeting with some of the senators, so I wanted to get the latest for you. So
the latest scoop. Yeah, I'm glad to have you back. So this caller just said, Mike in Williston says, you know, the plan's kind of too much lefty influence in it. What's your take on where we're at today right now with the plan?
Well, who says that?
Listener did. Just said it's kind of So I said I was going to ask
the
expert.
Yeah. Look, I think the business, the heart and soul of the plan, you know, since Larry Kudlow and I started working on this with Donald Trump, you know, almost 2 years ago, is the business tax side. You know, that's where we're getting killed in international markets. Our businesses are the highest tax in the world in terms of the rates, both corporations and small businesses. This is the biggest small business tax cut in 20 years for our small businesses, and it cuts the corporate rates so that our businesses can compete with those of Mexico and Canada and China and India and all the countries we do business with. So I'm happy about that. I think it's very pro-growth. I think it makes our businesses competitive. I think it brings factories and jobs back to North Dakota and to Minnesota and to, you know, my home state of Illinois and so on. So it's pro-growth in that respect. On the individual side, it's kind of a mishmash. I kind of agree with that. You know, we do double the standard deduction. So the average family in North Dakota, if you're making $60,000-$70,000 a year, that's for a couple, you're going to save about $2,500 a year on your taxes. So it's a meaningful tax cut for individuals. So I'm going to give it a B.
All right, so far, so good. Now, I noticed your old organization, Club for Growth, came out and said, hey, there's got to be changes to the House plan.
What did they say about it?
They said there needed to be changes to it. You know, they wanted...
Some changes to this. I mean, there's no question about it.
They didn't see it as conservative enough. And then also the senators last night meeting at the White House said, the White House evidently said, hey, the Senate plan will be better. I want your take on that, but we have to take a short break. Steve Moore, coming up when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
At 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's some new studies that suggest we have to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of 4 times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number 5 killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals. A lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The energy of North Dakota. What do we want? We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. Check. We want jobs and careers for generations. Check that box. American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. You can check that box in North Dakota, too. And today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers make all of that happen. They're checking the boxes. And with the promise of new technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. North Dakota Petroleum Council brings you that message. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Chatting with Steve Moore today on What's on Your Mind. Steve Moore, one of those that has advised the president on tax policy, talking about the back and forth on this tax reform plan. It is the big enchilada. It has to happen. It has to pass. And, you know, it seems to me some things have been modified in this plan to try and attract Democratic votes. Will a Democrat, like Senator Heidi Heitkamp, provide the vote that will make this tax reform proposal law? I mean, will any Democrat do that, Steve?
Well, Scott, you know, it would be nice if Heidi Heitkamp would vote for this. We would sure like to get her vote. She said she would be in favor of tax cuts when she ran for the Senate. But I don't know. I mean, I don't think she's going to – I think in the end she might vote for it, but she's not – once the Republicans have 50, then she might, you know, climb aboard when her vote isn't necessary. But, you know, I don't think you can count on any of these Democrats, frankly. I think they are so part of the Trump resistance movement. And Heidi Heitkamp has so far been in that camp. You know, anything that Trump is for, she's against. And you know, so that means, you know, we've only got 52 Republicans in the Senate. We got to hold 50. We got to hold 50 of 52.
And I'm a little confused why we wouldn't lower the top rate, because we thought we could attract Democrats. It seems as though we've made this more Democratic friendly, but you're telling me no Democrat's going to vote for it if it's the deciding vote. So why do we change the plan?
That's a great question. So, you know, Republicans were terrified. They were in the fetal position. Oh, Democrats and liberals are going to accuse us of tax cuts for the rich, so we're not going to cut the highest rate, which is the one that's paid by the small businesses in this country. You know, two-thirds of the people in that tax bracket own or operate small businesses. And yet we said, okay, we won't cut the top rate. And guess what? The liberals are still accusing us of tax cuts for the rich. So we didn't buy any peace. We didn't buy any votes from Democrats. I want to get that highest rate down to, you know, 34%, 33%. You know, I don't think the government should be taking over a third of your income, for goodness sakes, or the federal government. So I was very disappointed with that, Scott. It's one of the things that I want to see that rate down as low as possible. I'm a flat tax guy. I want everybody to pay 18% and get rid of all the loopholes.
We understand there was a meeting at the White House yesterday of Democrats that are considering voting for this. Heidi Heitkamp was there and others from red states. I think Amy Klobuchar was there as well. So a few Democrats. Gary Cohn leading the meeting with a fellow by the name of Mark Short. And reports are that they basically said, hey, trust us, the Senate plan's the better plan, and you know, don't worry about the House plan. That's infuriated, obviously, some of the folks trying to push the House plan. What's going on there?
Well, it is a Senate play. I mean, this is going to be very much, hopefully the ending isn't like health care, but, you know, you have to get the 50 Republicans in the Senate. It's that simple. It's just simple math. And so the Senate is largely going to write this bill. The House will have to accede to mostly what the Senate wants, because if they don't, then you don't get 50 votes and we get stymied like we were on Obamacare. But look, I've been talking to Pat Toomey and others on that finance committee. What they're putting together, I think, is an improvement over what the House has done. I want to see three or four things. I want to see the corporate rate down to 20%. I want to see the small business rate, Scott, down to 25%. I want to see the death tax repealed, because I think it's the most immoral tax. The taxes our farmers, our ranchers, our small business, family businesses. We ought to eliminate that. And I want to see the highest income tax rate brought down in combination with getting rid of loopholes. If they do those things, you've got a pretty darn good bill. Look, the economy, Scott, is growing at faster than 3% now under Trump, something liberals said was impossible. And I believe if we get this tax cut down, we get the 4% growth. And that's going to mean, you know, a lot of additional jobs, higher incomes, less people on welfare. It's going to be great for America. So I'm very bullish on this. But they got to get it done, Scott, this year. If they wait till next year, it's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
One thing that disgusts me is, you know, the amount of people that have been seeking carve-outs. Anheuser-Busch wanted to preserve the interest deductibility. American Crystal Sugar said, give us the domestic production activities deduction, Section 199. Keep that the same. National Association of Realtors said, we want the state and local tax deduction and concern over strength of mortgage interest deduction. National Association of Home Builders wanted to create a home ownership-based tax credit. I could go on and on and on. North Dakota Association of Counties. Hey, we need the state and local tax deduction. You know, gimme, right down the line. What do you make of this?
Oh, well, you know, there's some crazy stuff in this tax code right now. I mean, did you know you get tax write-offs for building football and baseball stadiums? I mean, it's just the most ridiculous thing. You get, you know, the government is paying people to buy electric cars, I mean, and putting solar panels on the roof. We want to get rid of all that junk. Now, all that opposition you're talking about, Scott, and I'm here on the front line, so I see it every day. Those are the swamp creatures. Those are the people in the swamp. They don't want tax simplification. You think they want people to be able to fill out their tax form on a postcard? Hell no. They want all the special interest favors. The fact that you've got all these special interest groups lined up against this bill, Scott, is a reason why we need to pass it.
Yeah, that's something I think needs a little more sunshine, and we're going to continue to do that. Congressman Kramer coming up next for our weekly talk radio town hall. We'll tackle that with him as well. So last quick question, only a few seconds for this. This thing going to pass?
Yeah, it's going to pass before Christmas. We're going to get one of the best Christmas presents signed into law by Donald Trump on Christmas Eve. Biggest tax cut since Ronald Reagan.
And 1 year from today, what will the growth rate be?
We'll get up to 3.5% to 4%.
Which chews away at that debt and gets the economy growing, wage pressure up, all good stuff. Thank you, Steve Moore. Appreciate you.
Okay, guys, you too. Plans, back to you. Bye.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.